So my name is Tim Jones and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square, London. It's the 6th of October 2009 and the time's 3:15 in the morning. A bit late, 3:20. Can you tell me please your name, your age and where you come from?
Roger Willoughby. My age is 44 and I come from a little village called Holwell near Sherborne in Dorset.
Okay, thank you. When was it you found out about the One Another Project?
I guess like many other people, I saw it in the media when there was the competition for this particular plinth filling, and I saw the different options, and that's when I first heard of One Another.
What inspired you to put your name forward?
I've always followed Anthony Gormley's work. I quite like some of the things he does. I like big physical shapes, and it's nice to see some of the stuff that he puts out. And it just seemed like a great opportunity to contribute to his work, and maybe see if I can get on the plinth as well.
And what have you decided to do for the duration of your hour?
Well, unfortunately, my first plan was put the kibosh on, because the rule is you're only allowed one person on the plinth. I was going to play backgammon with an old mate of mine called Baz, because whenever we meet up, we play backgammon together. And I thought it might be a nice way to while away an hour, just play backgammon on the plinth. But unfortunately, the rules are the rules, so we can't go for that. So I had to think of an option B. And what I'm going to put up there is a mug collection, a collection of coffee mugs. Now, I have this collection of coffee mugs for many, many years, and they hang on my dining room roof in my little cottage in Dorset. And my partner, Tracy, absolutely hates them. She's always wanted to get rid of them. So I figured that a great way of keeping them would be to put them in posterity for make my national art installation and put them out there in posterity. And she'll never be able to get rid of them. So the mugs, basically, it's going to be a series. It's going to be 40-odd mugs, which various people and friends and colleagues have contributed a few to my collection, so they're all up there on the plinth as well, all contributing to the installation. So it's quite nice. There'll be lots of different people contributing tonight. And I'm going to put them in a specific shape. And the shape is the lines of battle with the Battle of Trafalgar. So the mugs will be shaped out in three columns, basically. So what it means is that Nelson can turn around, look down, and see the lines of battle on the Battle of Trafalgar. That's make him feel warm and comfortable inside.
And when did you start collecting mugs?
I guess my mother started collecting my mugs for me, so she's to blame. So I've got various mugs which I don't know about. For instance, before he was the Prince of Wales, his inauguration as Prince of Wales, I think, is one of the earliest ones. Decimalisation, which of course I'm obviously far too young to remember decimalisation, but I do actually, but there's decimalisation mugs, so it kind of just grew from there, and they're really quite horrible mugs, that's why Tracy hates them.
Okay, so can you tell us a little about what you do for a living?
Yes, I can tell you that. I work for a company called Prestige Property Group, which is a web-based company, and we sell properties across the internet, all over the world. So I sell chateaus, apartments in Monaco, little gîtes in France, and villas by the sea in Portugal. And I spend my lifetime on the phone talking to people and trying to match their dreams.
How did you get into kind of property design work?
Well, I got my this particular job is my boss, Mike, put an advert in for a junior person to come and help him out with his company. And I went along to the interview and tried to persuade him that he wanted more like a manager type person to help him run the company. And he made a very fateful decision and decided, yes, he'll go for that. And the rest is history.
Right, and what else do you do with your time? What do you do in your spare time?
The spare time, I'm very busy. I'm a governor at Kingston Morwood College, which is in Dorset, and this is one of the last remaining colleges, agricultural colleges in the country, and it helps to support the Dorset culture, because we try to support youngsters in Dorset and South Somerset to do courses based on land as the main area we do that in. And also I'm a kayak instructor, so I spend a lot of time trying to encourage people to get on the water and get wet, and we take people on trips all over the south coast of England, southwest coast around Dorset. I garden. I'm interested in history, because that's why we're doing the historical mug thing today.
And how does it feel to be part of the One Another project, to be one of 2,400 people that get to take part and contribute to the piece?
I think it's quite privileged in some ways, because you're very lucky to get your name up. I think I might have been a cancellation for the 4 o'clock slot, but it's nice to get it anyway. Nice to get that call. I think it's great to actually just contribute. There's a great buzz here, which you everyone probably appreciates when they see the website and log on to see people up there, and people are walking around the plinth. And I think that it's just everyone here has got a great buzz to try and contribute. I think it's I hope that it's turned out better than what Anthony was figuring in the first place, and it'll be something for us all to remember in the future.
And who would you say you're doing it for?
I don't really know, actually. I'm doing it for the experience, not really doing it for anyone, just doing it for the experience and maybe contributing to the project, I suppose. I'm a fairly selfless person, so I guess just getting up there for the crack.
And what would you like the impact of it to be? What would you like people to take away with them? What would you like to take away from the experience as well?
I hope that they take away from the experience the realisation of how of the shape of the mugs, because everyone's been trying to work out. No one actually knows. All my friends don't know what the shape of the mugs is going to be, and they'll take that realisation away. I hope they also don't think I'm completely mad for getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It looks like it's probably going to rain as well, so I'm hoping that they won't think I'm mad. And what was the second part of your question?
What would you like to take away?
What I'd like to take away? I like to take away reasonably dry socks if it rains, and possibly all the mugs intact would be quite good, especially the chicken oxo mug, because that's the one I left home with.
Okay. How would you describe yourself as a person?
As a person? I don't really self-reflect. I don't look in the mirror, so it's quite difficult to answer that one.
What would you say are the most important things to you at the moment in your life?
The most important things in life is getting up in the morning and enjoying that day, and whatever comes that particular day is to make the most of that day and enjoy it. And whether it involves your friends, your family, your work colleagues, some piece of landscape, some piece of art, whatever it is, try to enjoy it.
Okay. And what hopes, fears do you have for the future?
Well, ditto.
Okay. How are you feeling 30 minutes before you go up on the plinth?
I'm feeling much more awake than I was when the alarm clock went off at 20 to 1. I've had a cup of tea. I've seen there's about 3 people outside and it's not raining, so I'm actually feeling quite good that I won't have to put my waterproofs on, and that I will have dry socks.
And is there anything else you'd like to say as part of the project for posterity to go into the archive?
Yeah, I think what people won't realise is, because they haven't taken part, is the sheer complexity of this project. It's not just a case of someone walking up and standing on the plinth, although it is when it's a cancellation. But there's a great background of people and organisation behind it that people aren't going to get to see. And they're very impressive. They're all very dedicated, and to a man and a woman, they're all very positive and happy and helping us get on with what we're trying to do. So I think that's something that hopefully will be remembered as well.
Thank you very much.